This week brings the most important election in our history. You will choose between Lando Calrissian and Emperor Palpatine for leader of the galaxy. Lando Calrissian's only leadership experience has been as a community organizer in a city that's not even connected to the ground. Lando Calrissian, not ready to lead. I'm Emperor Palpatine and I approve this message.
That's right, folks. We know you missed us. We've been gone for a long, long time, but we are back to give you the best in pop culture / geek culture news, the Action Room Radio Network at www.theactionroom.com. We'll have 24/7 continuous plays of all our episodes and new episodes every Friday at 7 p.m. And if that's not enough, let me tell you what we have for you here, people. We have a new co-host.
Woo! Hey, that's right.
This is Jessica. Everyone, please introduce the world. Jessica, the world, Jessica.
Hi, world. It's so nice to meet you.
Although you may remember those of you who have been following us for a long time, Jessica was a frequent correspondent and special guest star on the prior incarnation of the Action Room.
That's right. I was the correspondent on the streets, making fun of all you geeks out there. Lightheartedly, of course. But now I'm here with Tony, and I'm going to be with you every Friday night at 7 also.
That's right. So you can hold us close to your heart. Now, Jessica and I were just talking before we started the show here in the Action Room special studio about how much the world has changed just in the past 24, 48 hours. We have a new Action Room, and we have a new president. How crazy
out
is that?
Control.
That is... I don't know if you can take it. New Action Room and new president. I, for one, am very happy about Obama being elected. How about you, Jessica?
My cup runneth over.
Cup runneth over. Producer Mike, how do you feel?
Very happy, very happy.
He sounds mellow, folks, but he's happy. Yeah, truly a fantastic election, a momentous event.
Whoa,
I'm being handed something here in the studio.
Breaking news.
Producer Mike, what am I reading here? What is this?
You know, sometimes we're able to get hidden mics in places that no one else...
Apparently this is picked up from within Obama's campaign headquarters in Chicago.
Exactly.
Wow. Let's see. We're hearing this for the first time, people.
I'll just give you a hint. It's between Palin and Obama.
Whoa.
And they have a meeting. I'm not going to get into it, but let's hear what happens.
It's unbelievable.
Okay. Barack. Yes, we can.
Sarah, I couldn't have done it without you.
You're darn tootin' right. You owe me big time. Seducing that old coot McCain was worse than taking care of my tarred kid.
It wasn't that bad.
You have no idea. Putting his gimp arms all over me. It was like making out with C-3PO.
Come here. Give me some sugar. Back to Alaska.
Yup. First, though, I'm meeting with Tina Fey. We're starting a clothing line.
Just don't make more than $200,000.
Yeah. Wow.
That is intense. This is going to...
You know?
Wow.
Wait.
Do you believe that?
No. I don't. That was the worst Palin impression I've ever heard.
Did that sound like them?
It's so hard to say.
Well, Obama, he does have those speech rhythms. Like, he, the guy on SNL has gotten it a little bit, but I don't know.
And you've gotten it a little less.
Yeah. Yes, we can. It was so...
All right, well, Producer Mike has heard about my dating life for as long as I've known him, which is about 4 years. And
it's probably the most entertaining thing.
Yes,
let's get to the good stuff, everybody.
Never a dull moment. Well, I had sworn off internet dating. I had done some internet dating sporadically over the past several years, and I eventually said, no more, I'm done. And about 4 months ago, some friends came to me and recommended to me this free site. Mm-hmm. And free was an incentive because I was tired of spending $25, $30 for like blind dates, essentially. So a free site, which I will plug because it's actually a good, high-quality site.
What site is it?
As high quality as a site can be, because all internet dating sites are basically conduits connecting you to blind dates. But the site...
What's the site?
Drum roll.
The site is... www.okcupid.com. The letter O, the letter K, and cupid.com. Now, despite the cheesy name, Jessica is like, really, Tony?
I think the stigma these days is completely gone.
I having done it years ago, I've watched the stigma decrease for internet dating. But I went on, wow, lots and lots of first and second dates, occasionally third dates, over the past 4 months. And
well, you were mentioning before this election date.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Okay.
This is a current, some significant potential
this
here.
This seems like a, yeah, as far as all the ones you've been on, this seems like
yes,
one that has
significant
promise.
Potential. And I will point out this particular young lady, girl, put on her profile only long-term dating. Now, many of the women, they put down short-term, long-term, anything. There's even a casual sex category that explicitly says casual sex.
What is short-term?
What's
dating?
On yours? Wait, what's on yours?
Mine is short-term and long-term.
But, now,
but I'm real ideally looking for a relationship.
But I'm ideally looking for some casual sex.
What is short-term?
I think this is in my experience.
Short-term dating just sounds like another word for fuck friends. I don't know.
No, I think short-term dating,
like
at least
2 weeks?
In my world, means like 2 weeks to 4 weeks of like going out.
What's the point of that?
And
you're basically like spending money on someone and getting zero return.
But I mean, what woman would be open
Well,
to
different
that?
People have different standards as far as whether there's sex during that period.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Blood.
So anyway,
I'm kidding.
Well, what do you know?
Okay, so
but the other,
okay?
I will say this in defense of some internet dating: if in all your social circles there's not anyone you like who likes you, and you know you go to parties a lot,
yeah.
but you know,
or in
if
my
you're
case,
not finding that,
you even if you meet new people, one of your friends has dated them, and even though like
yes,
it's not that big of a
side.
Deal,
yeah.
it's like. Where's the fresh meat?
This
you
is
know?
The incestuous, like, inner circle dating.
My friends are incestuous.
Yeah. In my circle of friends, we never really had that. We never had, like, it's 15 people and they've all dated each other. But I know that exists.
Yeah, it exists with me.
So I'll let you know how things proceed in the world of OkCupid dating. And I will say I've recommended it to many other friends, and they've gotten really great dates and even some potential relationships out of it around the world because it's national.
Well, so now
you mean international?
I mean in America, actually. I'm sorry.
Well, then next week we have to hear what's going on.
We'll hear the update.
I was just going to say, the election girl, now you're getting a second date or a third
that
date?
Was a second
date.
We
are actually going out to see a movie.
When?
A nice. Keira Knightley movie.
You pussy!
Because I'm an actor. I'm open to chick flicks.
I heard it.
You know, Ralph Fiennes is in it. He's fucking awesome.
I like him,
See, look at him perk up, right? But anyway, I'll let you know. Maybe I won't review it, but it's Keira Knightley, the Duchess. I think it's going to be average, okay.
When are you going?
Piece.
Where are you going? Can we span you?
Tomorrow. In below 14th Street.
Oh, narrowing it down.
Anyway, so we'll let you know.
Cool, congratulations. Awesome. I can't wait to hear about it. We're going to spy on you, too.
Ooh.
So I think that wraps it up. I was so happy to be here, and
woo, Jessica!
First episode with Jessica.
Thank you.
Room.
Geeks around the world rejoice!
How did it feel? How did it feel?
It felt good. I'm a little nervous. I'm just kind of getting the hang of it, but
you know.
You did great.
I'm excited.
Woo.
So, please come back and hear how I do next week.
Also, check out our MySpace page and our YouTube links, mm-hmm. and leave some comments for us.
Yeah, tell us what
love.
You like, and
tell your friends.
Tell your friends, and we love you guys.
Ciao. Action! Action room!